tougher than you expected?
As far as the game? No, I mean, it's a division game on the road. And like I said, defensively, I think this team's better than the record is. They have good players and they're well coached. And, you know, it's a division game. My first time playing in the division, and it's kind of what we expected, to tell you the truth. So we feel good about the win. Like every game, there's some things we can build on. Really proud of some certain individual efforts. Just got to tip my hat off to Noshawn Moreno. He's, I think after the first two games, he's really been running the scout team, servicing the defense. But a real credit to him for being a professional, staying in his playbook, never knowing when his number was going to be called. And it was called 8-10 weeks later, and he stepped up today and did a heck of a job. Really, really impressive effort by him.
Peyton, Romeo Crennel feels like this game was decided because of Denver's ability to run the ball late in the game. Do you feel like that's true, or do you feel like the passing game is a bigger factor?
Well, I think we tried to be balanced. I don't know what the split was, but we've been fairly balanced all year. I think, you know, on that last drive, it was a mix. We had a couple of good runs to kind of get us away from backed up, and then had two big third down conversions to Demaryius. So we certainly would have liked to have not gone three and out on the two series before that, but Kansas City did a good job. That's something we can build on. Defense did a good job holding them, but that was a good drive there at the end, being able to run some clock and change field position and get the field goal.
How big was that touchdown right before the end of the half, your touchdown to Tammy?
Well, it was good. It was big. It was a big touchdown. Great play by Jacob. I didn't see after the catch, but it looks like he must have made somebody miss on the tackle, because there was a defender there, and it was huge to get a touchdown there. Obviously, having two opportunities down there in the red zone, coming away with no points, that's the first time I think that's happened this year. So that was disappointing. You like to get touchdowns, like to at least assure you that you get three, and we got zero twice. So that was a big touchdown, and there was a big one to Demaryius on the takeoff route on the left side. So we certainly always want to work on our third down production and our red zone production, and that's something we can improve on.
Peyton, on that play, you hit the back of your head pretty good. How'd you come out of that?
Okay.
How about the way your defense played? I mean, we've seen it, but they didn't allow Kansas City in the end zone at all today. And anytime it got close, they seemed to really step up.
Well, yeah. I mean, our defense played good. I mean, Kansas City does a good job running the ball. And, you know, Jamaal Charles is going to make his plays. But good job holding in the field goals and keeping them out of the end zone. That certainly helped out our offense for sure.
A number of defensive players, despite the fact that they held them out of the end zone, said, hey, this was okay, but it wasn't good enough. And in what regard is that reassuring, that when you become a team with a winning record, that you expect even more out of yourself?
Well, that's a good thing. I know Jack Del Rio has high expectations for the defense. Mike McCoy has high expectations for the offense. Ultimately, it is about winning the game, but certainly we want to try to fulfill those expectations that the coaches have for us. They set goals for us. There's certain parts of the game, certain goals for the game they want to accomplish, whether it's ball security, red zone, third down, and you know, sometimes you won't hit on all those goals, and yet you can still win the game. So when we watch the film, the coaches are very constructive of us, and the players are very accountable in wanting to hit those goals and play better. And I think that's the sign of guys that certainly have the right attitude, in my opinion.
Yeah, and the more success you have, do guys tend to hold each other more accountable because they sense they're – you can do something good?
Well, yeah, certainly. I think players being accountable is very important. These past couple of weeks, we've been watching the game film together, just the players. Coaches aren't in there, and it's the player's job to speak up on what he did wrong, if there was a mistake he made, and what he can do better. And I know offensively that's been productive for us. I know defensively, you know, Champ and Elvis have said the same thing. And ultimately, you know, players have to hold each other accountable, and it's – you're certainly always trying to get better, and you want to get better late in the season. And you either get better or you get worse, you don't stay the same. And so certainly our goal is to get better every week.
How familiar are you with the rivalry between your two franchises at this point? AFC rivals going way back. You know, you come in here successful, and this team and its fans wanted nothing more than to beat you.
Well, I it's my first time playing in this division rivalry. I've certainly played against Kansas City a number of times and have played here at Arrowhead. And so anytime you can come in here and get a win on the road, it means something. It's a tough place to play. It's a hostile environment, and certainly playing in the division, there's great familiarity between these two teams. And so we feel real good about the win, and certainly something we can build off of.
A few more from Peyton, guys. Are you cognizant of fans in this town looking at you in Denver and this team's success? I know you addressed a free agency question last week. I'm wondering what if, and maybe being admirable of the success you guys have had.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me to think about that. I've had a pretty full plate all year in the transition. And, certainly when you get into the season, all you are is kind of thinking about the next opponent. And this was a good division game. Coach Fox kind of breaks our season down into quarters. Next week's the last game of our third quarter. It'd be nice to finish that with a win as we head into the fourth quarter. But we got a tough team playing against Tampa coming into our place.
Was this your guys' offensive A game? Did we see your A game today?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure you ever can play that perfect game, that A game. There's always things that coaches will remind you that you could have done better. And I know a lot of our players feel like they could always play better, which is the right attitude. So there were some good things, but certainly some things that we can do better.
Demaryius
went over 1,000, and for him, it's as much about him staying healthy. When you get those type of milestones, that was the key thing for him.
I can't really speak to Demaryius, his past couple years, but this year he's been consistent for us. We're trying to find ways to get him the ball. That was a great catch down the sideline for that touchdown versus tight coverage, and like I said, a couple of big third down conversions when we had to have them. So all the receivers are doing a good job. Certainly our timing can get better, our efficiency can get better, but that's a great achievement by Demaryius for sure.